Economic order quantity. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines economic order quantity, EOQ, in part as follows. A type of fixed order quantity model that determines the amount of an item to be purchased or manufactured at one time. The intent is to minimize the combined costs of acquiring and carrying inventory. EOQ is a way of finding the lot size with the lowest possible total cost, which is a sum of ordering and carrying costs. EOQ calculates an amount to order when using the fixed order quantity or order in periods of supply methods. In the latter case, the fixed time reorder point will be time to occur when periods of supply equal the economic order quantity. How EOQ manages trade-offs? EOQ manages the trade-offs between carrying costs and ordering costs by finding the point where the sum of these two costs is minimized. Carrying costs are minimized when orders are in small quantities. Ordering costs are minimized when few orders are placed. EOQ will fall somewhere between these individual minimum points. Exhibit 6-24 shows how the economic order quantity, or lowest total cost, will be above the point where the ordering cost curve and the carrying cost curve intersect. Exhibit 6-24. Economic order quantity at lowest total cost. Note that the equations shown at the bottom of the exhibit, AS/Q and SU/2, are covered later in this topic. EOQ assumptions. EOQ makes certain simplifying assumptions that, if true or close to being true, mean that the order quantity will be the lowest total cost or very close to it. Here are those assumptions. Demand is known and relatively constant. Items are purchased or made in batches or lots, rather than lots of one or continuously. Ordering costs and carrying costs are known and the curves are stable. Replacement occurs all at once. The full reorder is available at receipt. While these assumptions will not be true in many actual ordering environments, these are simplifying assumptions used to enable this calculation to be made. Even when there is some variation in demand, for example, the calculation results will still show the range in which near-optimal decisions can be made. That is, the lowest total cost area tends to be a fairly broad range. For example, in Exhibit 6-24, the order quantities from 350 units to 450 units are all near-optimal quantities. Therefore, the model helps set the order quantity better than if the model were not used, even if real-world factors cause the exact point of optimal cost balancing to shift a small amount on a regular basis. However, EOQ is useful only when the factors used to calculate it do not change severely or too frequently. If demand is highly variable, the EOQ would be very different in each period, and thus cease to be a fixed order quantity. EOQ is not useful for engineer or make-to-order, since these specify an exact quantity. It is also not useful for perishable inventory or other inventory with a short shelf life, or in situations when the manufacturing process requires or cannot exceed a particular batch size, for example, if the tools used to run a batch wear out after a certain number of units. For manufacturing, lot for lot is more often used, but there are variants of EOQ that can be used to determine manufacturing lot sizes. EOQ process. The process that was used to initially develop the economic order quantity equation can help show how and why the equation works. The process starts by calculating the annual ordering cost and the annual inventory carrying cost. These costs are summed to find the total annual cost. Trial and error can then be used to evaluate alternative order quantities until the lowest total cost is found. The EOQ formula was developed to avoid the need for trial and error, so this will be presented after showing the trial and error method. Let's assume that a distribution center, DC, sells hydraulic door closers as an independent demand item for a commercial door manufacturer, and this DC has an annual demand, A, of 8,000 units. Currently, the lot size quantity, Q, is 500 units, since the lot size is what we are trying to determine. Consider this a starting point, and the cost per order is $20. The number of orders is calculated as follows. The annual ordering cost is then calculated as follows. These two calculations can be combined and done at the same time, using S to denote the cost per order. Next, we calculate the annual inventory carrying cost, which requires knowing the average inventory at a given stock-keeping location. Exhibit 6-25 shows why the average inventory will be half of the lot size when order quantities are fixed. Note that if safety stock is carried, the average will be safety stock plus half the order quantity. Exhibit 6-25. Average inventory is half of lot size. Average inventory is calculated as follows. Next, we calculate the annual inventory carrying cost in dollars by multiplying the average inventory by the cost per unit, C, and the carrying cost rate, I. The cost per unit is the sum of the direct materials, direct labor, and overhead per unit. The carrying cost rate is the sum of the capital, storage, and risk cost percentages. Assume for this example that a hydraulic closer costs $10 and the carrying cost rate is 20% or 0.2. Another way to write this equation is as follows. Now, the total cost is determined by summing the annual ordering cost and the annual inventory carrying cost. The economic order quantity is defined as the point where the annual ordering cost equals the annual carrying cost. Since this is not true for our example, clearly the initial lot size was not correct. One way to find the correct order quantity is to simply try many quantities until one finds the values that are closer and closer to the lowest total cost, trial and error. Exhibit 6-26 shows how this might be done. Note how all of the variables are held constant, based on those initial assumptions, except the order quantity, Q. This allows results to be comparable. Exhibit 6-26, calculating EOQ using trial and error. Note that an order quantity of 400 units results in both the ordering and carrying costs equaling $400, so this is the EOQ. However, this is called the trial and error method for a reason. In many cases, you will get close to the EOQ, but the amounts will not be exactly equal for any of the results. The calculations need to be repeated using a smaller range of numbers around the result that was the lowest total cost. The increment between the numbers will also be smaller, for example, only 50, then 10, and then 1 unit. Eventually, the EOQ will be found. This type of repetitive process would best be done in a spreadsheet. Since this is time-consuming, a calculation can instead be made to determine EOQ in one step. Calculating EOQ. Since the annual carrying cost needs to equal the annual ordering cost, we can just set these to be equal to each other. Note that in the equations below, we omit the multiplication signs, Q instead of Q times K times I, AS instead of A times S, but these variables are still multiplied together. Since the order quantity, Q, is what we need to know, the following versions of the same formula are solved for Q in several steps. In the last step, Q is replaced by EOQ since these are now the same thing, where EOQ or Q equals order quantity equals the economic order quantity we are calculating. A equals annual demand equals 8,000 units. S equals order costs equals $20 per order. C equals cost per unit equals $10 per unit. I equals carrying cost rate equals 20% equals 0.2. Exhibit 6-24, which appeared earlier in this topic, shows how 400 units is the lowest total cost order quantity, given the various assumptions about costs and demand.